Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been talking to you about how to put on the whole armor of God, and we're going to be summarizing this and concluding on this subject today. We have seen that all Christians have been commanded and are responsible to be inwardly empowering themselves continually through the Word of God written in our heart and in our mind. We also saw that we're commanded to be continually releasing the manifested power of God through His mighty prevailing force. This is accomplished through putting on the whole armor of God, which is all the weapons and armor necessary for the believer to be armed for spiritual war. The armor is spiritual armor that's to be used against a spiritual enemy, and that enemy is the devil. Now, the putting on of the armor is a command to be carried out by the believer. It's to be put on in order that it might stay on permanently in your life. It's not to be done over and over. We get the Word of God in us, and it's to abide in us, so we keep the armor on. Now, we don't put it on by praying. Remember, you don't get up in the morning and pray daily to put on the armor of God. It is put on through the Word of God in you. Now, it'll stay on as long as the believer keeps it on through the Word abiding in him and doesn't let the devil take it off by taking the Word out of his heart. Now, even though it is done once to be a permanent accomplishment, it is a process because it's accomplished through the Word of God being put and written in one's heart and mind. Now, the putting and the writing of the Word in the believer's heart and mind, this is accomplished little by little. Otherwise, in the measure that you have the Word in your heart and mind through the progressive knowledge of the Word of God is the measure that you have put on the whole armor of God. Now, the result of having put on the whole armor of God through the Word, it gives you continual spiritual power to actively stand steadfast against the wiles and the tricks and strategies and crafty methods, all the temptations, all the deceptive devices of the devil. With the whole armor of God on, the believer is contending and struggling against the devil and all the evil spirits that are operating in the heavenlies. Remember, our warfare is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. As we engage in the spiritual warfare, we will prevail with mighty force and gain the mastery over them. And remember, you and I are to take up this whole armor of God, and having done all, having fully accomplished all of putting the armor of God on, we will be able to stand. Then it begins to talk about the specific parts of the armor. And we've talked about this. We've seen all the individual parts of the whole armor of God. They all involve the Word of God. The loins girt about with the truth is the Word of God in us, producing strength, power, spiritual weapons, and light, which will bring forth the manifestation of God's power. And as we speak and act on His Word, we are going to bring forth His life, being birthed into being as we speak forth His Word. Now, the breastplate of righteousness is put on as the believer hears the Word of God, receiving it into his heart, producing faith, walking in the ways of the Word of God, in line with the ways of righteousness, and walking in love, maintaining fellowship with God. And he keeps it there as he continues in the Word, and he releases his faith to possess his rights in Christ, which are the promises of God. Remember that we believe in our heart unto righteousness, and then we speak forth with our mouth unto salvation. Now, the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace is put on as we study and meditate and think upon the Word of God so that it abides in us continually, so that we are internally prepared and ready to walk step by step with a firm footing and foundation upon the Word of God that will result in the believer walking in the way of peace. The shield of faith is put on and held up against the enemy when we speak the Word of God, declaring it is written against every attack of the devil. And we will extinguish all of his fiery darts, will cast down all the mental reasonings, bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, always being ready to revenge all disobedient mental reasonings and all those disobedient thoughts when our obedience of casting down the mental reasonings and taking thoughts captive is fulfilled. Now, the helmet of salvation is put on as the believer readily receives the Word of God to renew his mind to the truth. Remember, this Word is being written in your heart and mind. It's engrafted and planted in your mind. It causes a transformation of your mind into the mind of Christ, so that you'll have steadfast, confident expectancy that God will save, preserve, defend, and deliver your soul realm, the will, intellect, and emotions, while you're engaging in spiritual warfare against the enemies. The sword of the Spirit is put on as the believer takes up the Word of God and speaks it forth. He smites the spiritual enemies with the spiritual sword. And this is done as we speak forth His Word, or speak in line with the Word, as we war continually with our mouth, releasing God's spiritual power that's resident in the Word until the Lord brings the great victory. In very simple terms, the belt of truth is the Word abiding in you, being spoken and acted upon to bring into being the promises of God. The breastplate of righteousness is the Word abiding in your heart. The feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace is the Word prepared within you through study, meditation, and thinking upon the Word, so your steps will be directed in the way of peace. The shield of faith is the Word spoken against the temptations of the enemy, and the mental reasonings and thoughts being cast down and taken captive to the obedience of Christ. The helmet of salvation is receiving the Word of God to renew the mind into the mind of Christ, to have steadfast, confident expectancy that God will save, preserve, defend, and deliver your soul in the midst of the spiritual warfare. The sword of the Spirit is speaking the Word, or speaking in line with the Word, warring with the mouth against the enemy, smiting him to his destruction. Every part of the armor involves the Word of God in and operating in the life of the believer in times of spiritual warfare. Now, in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18, the Bible says, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance for all saints." Otherwise, once we put the whole armor of God on, then we are to pray with the armor on, because that's the Word in us. So what are we going to pray? We're going to pray the Word of God. We're going to pray with all. That refers to all manner of prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. The word praying is a present tense participle. The present tense in the Greek denotes continuous and repeated action until you see the desired result. So we pray continuously. With the armor of the Word of God in us, we're going to pray the Word of God continuously and repeatedly with all the different means of prayer. Remember that we do not put on the armor of God by praying, but the armor of God is put on through the Word of God written within us. Then with the armor of God on, we pray continually, releasing the power of God out of us from that Word, which is resonant within us, which causes the power to be resonant within us. Jesus actually gave evidence of this in Hebrews 1:3, when it says that he was upholding all things by the word of his power. The word for word is rhema, the spoken word of God, which is what the sword of the Spirit is. And the word for power is dunamis, which means the power of God. So what was Jesus doing? He was upholding all things by the spoken word of his power. The power of God is resident in the Word. And as the Word is residing in you, then as you pray the Word of God, you're going to release the power of God out of you through the spoken Word. That's why Jesus was upholding all things by the spoken Word of his power. So when believers pray, speaking the Word, you're releasing the power of God. Supplication is the Greek word deesis, which means to desire or want in prayer with the idea of urgent need. So when we pray, speaking the Word of God out of us, we pray with strong desire, with the idea of urgent need, showing intensity. And when we pray, we're always praying in the Spirit, which means that we're praying in the spiritual realm, or according to spiritual law, which is the Word of God. Also, with the armor of God on, we watch. And the word in the Greek for watch means watchful of those who are intent upon a thing. So you and I are intent on praying to release the power of God, manifesting this power, and we are watchful of what the enemy's up to, and we're watchful, intent on seeing God's power be released to overcome the enemy. And it says that we watch with all perseverance and persistency, even in the face of opposition. We never give up, but we pray the word continuously and repeatedly with strong desire, intensely, with the idea of urgent need. And we pray continuously until the Lord brings forth victory. So now, as we've understood about how we put the armor of God on and what we do with it, Think about this in conjunction with what we've talked about in prayer in the past. Remember that prayer is always according to the Word. It's in the spirit realm. It puts the spiritual laws of God into operation. It's always taking aim at the unseen. The angels of God are going to go into operation. You're going to release the power and the ability of God. And prayer is going to wage warfare against the satanic spirits and the heavenlies. Remember that when we're praying to the Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. We make a demand of what's due us, which is the word aiteo, which for ask, which means a demand of what's due us, all the promises that belong to us. And then we pray a prayer of faith, taking hold of it with thanksgiving. And we pray prayers of authority from our kingdom position we talked about as a ruling, reigning priesthood. We're a royal priesthood. Remember that we have seven prayers of authority that we operate in. We bind to tie up the enemy. We loose to untie his hold. We cast out, which is the Greek word ekbalo, to cast the devils out of us. We cast down, throw down, root out, pull down, destroy from the heavenlies to bring those principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, and spiritual wickedness down from their positions of authority and operation in the heavenlies. We speak to the mountains, as we saw in Mark 11:23. You say unto the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and if you don't doubt in your heart, but you believe that those things which you say will come to pass, you'll have whatsoever you say. We resist the enemy steadfast in the faith. These are all prayers of authority. And you can see, what do we resist with? We resist with the word of God. Jesus would speak forth, it is written. We know from James 4:7, it says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. And in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9, it says, resist him steadfast in the faith. So you and I are to resist, which means to oppose the devil steadfast with the word of God so that he'll flee from us. We also have the authority to remit sins, to send forth the effect of sins that have caused curses in a person's life, whether we're remitting the sins and iniquities of our forefathers and all the preceding generations to break inherited curses, or whether we're remitting sins in people's lives as we're interceding for them, standing in the gap to stop the effects of the curse coming upon them. Then as we pray with our understanding, we're praying in the Spirit, but we also can pray with our spirit in the Spirit, in tongues, groaning and travailing in the Spirit. Then you couple this together with fasting and prayer, where we pray to loose the bands of wickedness, undo the heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, and break every yoke of bondage. We can see that when we pray with our authority and release the power of God, it's going to overcome the enemies. So as we put on the whole armor of God, then we are going to be able to successfully engage in warfare through prayer. And as Romans 16:20 says, the God of peace shall bruise or crush Satan under our feet shortly. I trust that you're taking hold of these principles and doing them so that you can prevail in every area of life. As I close the program today, I have a book offer available for you. I have written a book called How to Put on the Armor of God, and this is available for $3 postage paid. If you'd like to make an order, please call 602-279-5212. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I display all of the scriptures for all to see by video projector as I'm teaching. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212. That's 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.